down on this, please.
What would I need is a simple majority?
Yeah?
Was that? All I need is simple majority?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Congratulations, you're welcome.
For the record, Chief Rosenzweig has stepped out for a call and will not be participating in the next case, which is case number 10-23-558. Just kidding.
We're back on.
Chief Rosenzweig has returned in the nick of time.
I'll leave if you want.
Sure, can you please just identify yourself for the record, indicate the authority you're representing here today, also spell your last name, which I forgot.
Chief of Authority for Bridgeport Police Department, Sergeant Michael Segrist, SIGRIST.
Okay, Sergeant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, we denied due to suability for a revoked license, which involved a domestic violent incident and then a possible suicide threat for another incident within 2 years.
Okay.
Between 2018 and 2020.
All right, sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
Good afternoon, thank you for seeing me today. Despite about the first one he said with the domestic dispute, that was a dispute that happened, but in all areas I complied. I never was arrested, never was court appointed, any kind of anything. I stayed on scene, I waited for all authority to come. I was, like I said, I was 100% cooperative about it. And the second allegation, which was made by the same person the first one, that was absolutely not true.
Okay. Sergeant, you may proceed.
For the 2018 incident was a domestic violent incident. More or less, the appellant threatened to shoot up his girlfriend's car with his firearm. This resulted in a revoke of his pistol permit. And 2 years later, there was another incident where the appellant made a statement that he was going to die today. So we're concerned for his safety and the public safety.
So for the 2018 incident, was there an arrest and a conviction for that case?
No arrest.
Okay, so there was just an investigation?
Correct.
And like when and where and like what, like when in 2018, please?
At the complainant's house.
Okay, and what month?
It happened 10/21/2018.
And there was a complaint that he was going to, what was the complaint?
That the appellant was outside the house. They got an altercation.
May, his significant other, his brother.
Brother, my child.
Who was the complainant?
The mother of his daughter.
And he was just outside the house, that was the complaint?
Yeah, they were arguing. He had some issues going on. I don't know what was there. Being with her is going to jeopardize my life. I know it. I'm going to do something stupid. And then the appellant threatened to shoot up her car with his firearm.
And no arrest was made?
No.
Emergency committal? Anything?
No.
Just a report written?
Correct, report written. And then they confiscated his firearm.
Who's they?
Bridgeport Police.
Who made the report?
Officer Deeds.
Based on the complainant, or what did he firsthand see the or hear the "I'm gonna shoot up your car"?
Based on the complainant, he came to the responding officer.
Was a risk warrant done?
Yeah.
Anything like that?
That's all we have.
Is there a reason we don't have the report in our package?
Oh, it should have been, should have been.
We don't have any.
We don't have any.
Oh, okay.
That's why we got so many questions.
All right.
We have nothing, so. No, no, that's fine.
Was it in the email, just not in the package?
Was the appellant on scene when the officers arrived?
No.
The appellant was on scene when the officers arrived?
Correct.
And had a firearm with him, and that, they confiscated at that point?
Correct.
Okay.
And then.
Well, what happened after it was confiscated? Does he have it back? Was it destroyed? What happened to the gun?
I just know it came up as revoked to the state, so I don't know if they returned it to him or if it's still in evidence now. I mean, it's still in the property room.
So, and what was the second incident?
Meet the complainant.
And like when?
No, that was 2020, at 8/16/2020. Same complainant, found out my baby's father, the appellant, stated that he was going to die today.
In what, like, was that verbal? Was it a text message, a phone call?
Verbal.
To her?
Mm-hmm. That they're no longer together, he lost his job, and he was having some issues. And she states he was just trying to help him, but he took it the wrong way.
Was an EC done? Or a peer report?
No. He left the scene and they weren't able to contact him after that or locate him, pinging his phone.
So that was just, and just a report only?
Correct.
Said it, Sergeant?
Correct, that's it.
Sir, do you have any questions for the sergeant based on his testimony?
I don't have any questions, but like I can help.
We're coming to you.
Oh, okay, I can help clear this up.
I know everybody had a lot of questions, but are there any questions further for the sergeant?
No, it's hard, we don't have the report, we don't have any information.
Well, maybe the appellant can help us out. All right, so you can tell us what you'd like us to know.
So the first incident, when the officers arrived at the house, run, that was our, well, I was the name on the lease, that was, but she lived with me as being the mother of my child. The officers arrived, we did get into an argument. She did say, I'm calling the police. I said, okay, no problem, go wait outside. I waited on his front porch for the police to come. Did not leave, complied all the way. When they came, the first thing he said is, where's the weapon? I said, it's in the house, in the closet, locked up. They went inside the house, retrieved the weapon, came back outside. They had a talk with me, I talked to them, and then I remember clearly it was Officer Sistrom who had a talk with me, because he was explaining to me a previous situation of his own and the same thing. We spoke for a while. They also, it was a little weird because they said it because of the allegations she made, they told me, they was like, okay, so if you go get evaluated, we'll drop it, no problem. Okay, no problem. I go, get evaluated, get let go, no problem. The next day, I'm at the same residence in which they came to, that I told you that's my house, and an officer pulled, came to my house and then took my pistol permit from me. The first day, they just took the pistol, they didn't take the permit, and then the next day, they came and took the permit, and then when I called in, I'm like, what happened? All they would tell me is suitability. That's all they would say. So then, like I said, me and her, we no longer deal with each other. I let that go. Fast forward to the 2020 incident. I wasn't going through a rough time. I just was, I had my clothes in her house. That was it. And I went to get my clothes. Once again, we got into an argument. I left. When I left, she called my phone. This is, you know, probably, but this is just things she do often. Anytime we get into an argument, she'll call my phone, oh, you're mad because of this, you're mad because of that, oh, that's why you don't got nothing, blah, that kind of stuff. And also with that being said was, I'm gonna ruin you. That was her, that's a line she favorites when talking to me in the argument. I'm gonna ruin you, I'm gonna ruin your life, blah, blah, blah. I stay away from her. We don't have any kind of dealing besides our daughter at this point. And even then, it's literally probably text message only. Don't even talk on the phone with each other. also too, in that same thing for the 2021, my firearm was actually in possession with the police department, which was also something else, because I want to say for a good three and a half, four years, they couldn't find the firearm because it was my property, had to be returned to me. I would call, oh, we can't find it. Oh, call the state probably has it. Oh, they probably destroyed it. I was getting a runaround. I want to say 2022, I think, is when they finally called me and said they found my firearm and returned it to me. And this was in 2022. And then at that point, I got the firearm and I went and sold it to a gun shop because I no longer have a permit. So I understand it's my property, I can have it in the house, but there was no point in that. So I sold it. So even in the situation where she said I was going to do something, I didn't have a firearm to do anything. I didn't say it, but what was I going to do it with anyway?
Questions?
No, just for the second incident, counter then, or his ex, she said he lost a job and he was living out of his car.
No, I didn't lose a job. I didn't have an apartment. I wasn't lose a job. I've been with the state of Connecticut. I was with Demas at first, and I transferred from Demas to judicial, and I'm now a juvenile detention officer. And I've been there since.
Questions by the board?
I would like to know about the hospital evaluation. You kind of glossed over that.
Yeah, it was a one-day thing because
did the police send you?
I mean, no, they didn't. They gave me though. They said it's up to me to go, but they made it seem like if I go, then my weapon will be returned to me.
Sometimes when that's said, they're saying, do you want to go voluntarily, mean not fight with us? And they still fill out a paperwork that says you have to go. Do you know if that
was done? I don't know if that was at the
end. No, he wasn't papered. He went voluntarily.
It was all voluntary. And like I said, I only had to stay the night because by the time I got there, the doctor was gone.
And where did you go?
St. Vincent Medical, which is now Hartford Healthcare. It's in Bridgeport, though.
Right. And you went in there, and what did you tell him?
I'm here because the police said I need to be evaluated. I'm sorry, that's really all.
All kinds of ways.
That's all it really was, I promise you.
And what they must have said.
They must have said, why? What happened?
Exactly.
And I told them the situation. They were like, do you weren't court appointed? Nothing. I said, no. And I believe they asked me for something from the police saying that I had to come here. And I'm like, they didn't give me anything.
They may or may not give you anything, but they would have been with you. If they sent you, they would have gone. Or you would have gone by ambulance. Did you go by ambulance?
I did go by ambulance because they called the ambulance to the scene.
Correct. Okay.
That's in the report.
But like I said, it was all only because the way he presented it to me was, hey, listen, you go get evaluated and everything comes back clean, we'll return your gun, we'll leave the whole situation alone. And then at that point, I was telling him, cool, I'm going to leave the house anyway, which I ended up doing. Like I said, it was in my name, left her the whole permit, everything. I just left, which ultimately messed me up in the later on, but I just wanted to get away from the situation that was already bad.
See, now that's a discharge report I'd love to see because it's going to say, what the heck? Right? I would imagine, why is he here? This is what he says. And
Probably. More medical terms. I don't know how they say what the heck in medical terms.
No, but the first question is, why are you here? Yeah. The police told me to come to be, you need some more information than that to actually get admitted.
Even when they pulled on the scene, they kept asking me, are you going to harm yourself? Are you going to harm me? No, I do not. Because that was the thing, too. If I was going to harm myself, I would have had my firearm on me. When they came, it was in the house, locked away, already. And I waited for them to get there.
Did you just sit in the emergency room overnight, or were you actually admitted to the hospital?
They put me in the psych ward wing, whatever, but they said I had to be there until I couldn't be discharged until a psychiatric consultant or doctor saw me. But by the time I got there, they were gone. So I ended up having to stay the night until the next morning until they got there, evaluated me, let me go in the morning.
Was there any recommendation for follow-up psychiatric care? Are you seeing anybody, or have you seen anybody for any psychiatric or psychological care?
No, sir.
Any therapy, treatment, anything like that? Any drugs for depression, anxiety, anything like that?
No, sir.
I don't know, Doc, did I miss anything?
No, you did good.
He's learning.
Okay.
So these incidents are 2018 and 2020?
Correct.
No arrest?
Correct.
And what do you do now? You said you work.
I'm a juvenile detention officer.
Okay, how long have you been doing that?
Since 2020, yeah. Because okay. I transferred from Demas to here.
Okay, full time?
Yes.
Well, you said you have a daughter?
Yes.
Any other kids?
Stepson, no biological, just my daughter.
Okay, how ages?
My daughter's 7, stepson is 6.
Okay. New, where do you live now?
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Oh, that was for you.
And what facility do you work at?
Bridgeport Juvenile Facility.
Yeah, because you said here, so I thought maybe you meant.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions? Any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement, sir?
Just thank you for your time. It's been a long 5, almost 5, 6 years. It's been a long time.
It's been a long day, too.
That
part, yeah,
I won't complain about that one.
Okay, Sergeant, would you like to make a closing statement?
No, we're just concerned about his safety and the safety of the public. If he gets another pistol permit issued to him.
Thank you. Brief factual.
This is denied by the Bridgeport Police Department. Denials for suitability based on 2 incidents. One was an argument outside those home or residence shared with the mother of his daughter. He allegedly made a statement that he was going to shoot up the place or something to that effect. Bridgeport just allowed the appellant to voluntarily go to the hospital, be released the next morning. In August of 2020, the same complainant made a complaint to the Bridgeport Police Department that the appellant verbally said he was going to die today. There was no follow-up, no, it was just a report only by the Bridgeport Police Department. The appellant is gainfully employed by the state of Connecticut for 5 years. 7?
Total state time?
Yep.
Almost
8 years. Works as a juvenile detention officer. There were no arrests in either of those cases. There's no peer reports, anything like that.
Comments by the board?
Bridgeport was concerned about the appellant's safety. I didn't see any peer reports or anything like that, which they were that concerned, in which I think the appellant presented extremely well today. I don't see any issues personally.
Okay. Other comments? Seeing none.
Just for clarification, this was your license was revoked.
The first time, the 2008. It was revoked then, and then I recently applied.
You reapplied, okay.
Yeah.
I was worried about it. I was looking at the time. Okay.
Okay. Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overture.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. 7-0 in favor of appellant.
It's a good day.